talk about the tourism plan. Take it away, Debbie, or who's gonna? Okay.
All right, good evening, Madam Mayor and council members, members of staff, members of the public here this evening. My name is Stacey Prochner, Community Development Director for the City of Blaine. So this evening, the department's going to be providing a study session on the Tourism Development Plan update. Speaking to council tonight will be Debbie Harger, the city's Community Development and Tourism Coordinator. We also have Eric Scheckler with us from Bouncebox SPC. He's the city's consultant in these update efforts. Last year, the Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee, or BTAC, secured funding and recommended to council that those funds could go towards updating our 2001 tourism plan. The council directed the department at that time to do these updates, and CDS contracted with Bouncebox to help with the work. So the draft that you have in front of you represents the culmination of that year-long partnership. The tourism plan is the city's implementing document for tourism policies and goals in the economic development element of the city's comprehensive plan. The comp plan recognizes that tourism is a major contributor to our local economy, and applicable policies include encouraging the development and expansion of tourism businesses, supporting landowners and realtors in their efforts to provide information about Blaine tourism, and also identifying downtown, the Wharf District, and Semyonich Spit as prime locations for tourism-related activities. So this updated tourism plan is really a guide to help fulfill Blaine's vision of being that community, that friendly community where visitors are welcomed from, with open arms. And that's a statement from our 2036 vision statement in the comprehensive plan. The tourism plan is the programmatic approach to fulfilling the visions laid out in both the development of the Wharf District plans and also a response to the priorities that were stated in the recent Strategic Economic Initiative report. So you get to listen to me talk a lot, and so at this point I will go ahead and turn it over to Debbie and Eric. She's going to describe the changes since 2001 that have informed the 2019 update, and then Eric is going to share more details about the plan. Thank you.
Hi, anyone recognize this document? Bonnie, you should recognize that document.
Got it.
Michael recognized that document. Okay. So this is what we've worked with since 2001. It's had 46 recommendations that we have been working on or accomplished or ongoing for since 2001. And I realize that's a bit emotional for me since I'm retiring and I've worked with this plan this entire time. And there's a lot of memories because I've worked with a lot of the different projects, and one of the ones I'm just going to mention really quick is that I remember when we were developing the city's logo that I had to go out on site with Richard Sturgill in the pouring rain to look specifically at how the rigging works on a salmon boat so that we could make sure that our city logo had the exact correct rigging. So little details like that, and this kind of emotional as I look through a lot of these projects. So I was kind of in the process. I didn't think you were going to be so fast, but I was trying to go through this quickly to determine how many out of the 46 that we had accomplished, how many were ongoing, and how many. There were a number of them that we chose not to complete for one reason or another, but some of the things that we did complete, I'm just going to mention really quickly so we can go on to what's new and more and what's next. But some of the things that I think were one of my favorite memories was the moving the adult bookstore and what a process that was and what a difference that has made in our downtown. If any of you are not familiar with that bookstore, I got a great picture.
That's why she sent me the email with the photo.
We have continued to grow our events. Events are big in our downtown, and we have, BTAC has seen it as important to provide funding for those events. And some of the events that we're all familiar with are the 4th of July, for example, and Wings Over Water probably are some of the better known. But behind all these events, it's not just BTAC money, it's our community. And I think that is something to remember. All these take a lot of work, and it's a lot of volunteer work that people do in this community and that we have supported as a city to make those happen. Design guidelines, signage, gateway signs, wayfinding signs, motorist information signs, freeway signs, a lot of ongoing projects that will continue to, and you'll see them in the new plan as well, because we have a long way to go still in that regard. But we have made headway. We have communication with WashDOT, and a lot of things have been accomplished in that regard. Some of the latest and greatest are Blaine Welcome Center, Blaine Public Restrooms. One of the things that this tourism plan said, the number one most important item was public restrooms. And they had recommended that we purchase the subway building and put our restrooms there and a visitor center in that location. And that didn't happen at the time. The city chose not to do that. But I think we were lucky to come up with a much better location. And we now have public restrooms. So those were something that was a long-term process. And when this came out in 2001, it finally happened in 2018. So it doesn't always happen overnight. A lot of work in business recruitment and a lot of years of waiting for something to happen downtown. We're seeing it happen. It's exciting. So before I start crying, I'm going to go in the air and tell you what's next. Thanks.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and the Council. I'm delighted to be here. And thank you, Stacy and Debbie, for the introduction. As Stacy said, we're nearly done with the drafts. We've got one more revision to go, and then we'll be presenting the final candidate. What I really want to do first, though, is I'd like to acknowledge all the work that's already been done by the city itself, by BTAC, the port, as well as Debbie. A lot of the work that you're going to find within the report itself is based on the work that was originally done by Roger Brooks, in addition to the 2007 Wharf District Plan, as well as the 2017 Strategic Economic Initiative. What we found is, as we were doing our research, is that many of the issues that we identified were already, had been identified prior within those plans. So really what we're doing is we're standing on the shoulders of giants in this case. From a tourism perspective, really what we want to stress is this idea that the situation that you have is you have three separate economic districts. You have downtown, you have the Wharf District, and then you have Semiahmoo. As it stands right now, each of them have their own strengths and their own challenges. Downtown has a lot of positive activity going on, yet at the same time, you still have the challenge of lacking lodging. A lot of the what had been lodging properties are now long-term rentals, so your inventory is really low at this point. The challenge that you have, as stated in the other reports and as we've identified it, is that you're lacking a mid-priced hotel. Within the Wharf District, you have a clear plan for development, except for resources and money is always a challenge. And then with Semiahmoo itself, it's operating well, but effectively it's not. The money that's being spent there is effectively locked up within the Semiahmoo economy. And a lot of the visitors are staying there and not actually making their way downtown. So the money's all concentrated in one spot and it's not being spread. So again, you have three separate districts, and in terms of the immediate policies that we're recommending, and from a tactical perspective, what we're able to do is we're going to promote each of them to visitors outside the 50-mile radius. And what we'll do as we do that is do what we can to create awareness of the other districts, meaning that if you're going to come downtown, definitely check out the Wharf District, as well as Semiahmoo, and if you're going to visit Semiahmoo, definitely come downtown and spend time at the Wharf. So what that means long term is this idea that what we need is we need physical connections between the three districts. The plans themselves have articulated like two major elements of that. And really what that boils down to, in order to create a strong tourism economy, these three districts need to complement each other as well as work well together so that the money's getting spread around properly. And ultimately what that means is we're gonna go back to the future. What we've identified is the fact that Plover service is gonna be one of the key connectors between these three districts. And what that means is that not only do we need to increase Plover service, but the existing plans for the Plover Dock as well as Plover Park, the sooner that those items can be implemented, the better from an overall tourism economy perspective. Because building the passenger footpath between the 8th Street Plaza and the proposed Plover Park and Dock will connect downtown to the Wharf District. The dock itself will end up creating a physical connection for visitors traveling back and forth between downtown and Semiano. So ultimately what we're looking to do is create a single destination rather than three distinct ones. What that also means, like in terms of vision, is the Plover itself might need to change. And the vision that we have is actually a modern solar/electric Plover that has capacity for 20 plus passengers as well as their bicycles. As the city in its strategic economic initiative has also identified the need for like creating a full bike loop around Drayton Harbor. And again, this is a means to get there. So all that said, we'll be getting into specific details within the plan itself. We've gone from 46 items to roughly 40 items on the list for in terms of recommendations. And taking a giant step back, when we responded to the RFP, the budget actually, as we saw it, the budget actually included an opportunity to not just update the strategic plan itself, but to actually go ahead and get started making stuff. In this case, we were able to create a new identity. So this is one of the three iterations of the logo. We have Blaine by the Sea, and then just the Blaine flag itself. And we've presented those to the council. We were able to create design and brand guidelines themselves, which for designers, it's a working document. So even if we step out of the process, consistency of design and having access to all those assets will be made available to graphic designers moving forward. Here's an example page, how to use the logo, how not to use the logo, what fonts, what colors, et cetera, is contained within that document. We're able to create a tourism-facing website within the budget. We were also able to start generating fresh photography assets. We're also able to even like create ads. So this is an example ad that was published in Waterside Magazine. And then ultimately, over the next few weeks, months, years, we're really excited about the opportunity to watch Blaine hit full speed, like through this branding and strategic tourism program. The items that we've included in the tourism plan itself fall into a couple of categories. One is we've always done our level best to provide as many kind of low cost, high impact opportunities as possible. That was one of the items that we did, as well as understanding that the projects like the passenger footbridge as well as the dock itself is going to be our years out. So again, we're looking to like create interest and awareness for visitors, and then use the nautical tourism theme to attract visitors. And that's it. Thank you.
I apologize for not
getting those out to you earlier, the draft, but I want to let you know it is a draft, that we are also going to be bringing this forward on the 8th of July, yeah, as a more final draft. So, a final draft, is there such a thing?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this something that council approves, or is this just for informational, just to show us the final? That's what I thought. Okay. Any questions from anybody?
So the Plover Ferry, we're suggesting a second vote. Is that right? We're not planning on changing the Plover. Nobody should touch the Plover.
Our suggestion is that, I mean, the current Plover is an antique. Uh-huh. And subjecting it to like multiple runs on a daily basis with high traffic would actually, I mean, isn't a sustainable solution. So in the interim, you know, what can be done to increase, you know, both the calendar, you know, the calendar season for the ferry as well as increased number of runs. One of the things that we look at with visitors is we want to make sure that the visitor expectations are met by the level of service. As it stands right now, the current schedule is difficult for visitors to keep in their head. I mean, there's an expectation there that this service, you know, is ongoing and not seasonal and not solely on weekends. So, like through the website, through social media, we'll make sure that we're driving that point home, so that taking the Plover becomes an event and an experience. It's not something that you would rely on for regular transportation. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we think a water, you know, going from the Plover and turning the Plover service into a water taxi is ultimately what needs to happen in order to really drive economic activity mm-hmm. within the tourism sector.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions? Okay, well, we look forward to the final report. Thanks for all your hard work, everybody. I know a whole lot goes into something like this. So thank you very much. We've got 10 minutes before the start of our next meeting.